KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The following story contains details of child abuse that may be distressing or unsuitable for young listeners. A child protection organization says the mother sentenced to life in prison for the murder of two-year-old Gauteng girl Siobhan Rush showed no remorse throughout the trial. Women and Men Against Child Abuse has welcomed the life sentences handed down to Rochelle Botha and her partner Stefan van Niekerk. The pair was convicted of Siobhan's murder and the abuse of her siblings last year. The toddler was taken to a clinic in Primrose, east of Johannesburg, in 2022 with multiple bruises and severe injuries. She later died from severe bleeding on her brain and head trauma. Botha and van Niekerk were arrested 3 months later and subsequently found guilty of murder and rape. The Johannesburg High Court sentenced the pair to life plus 25 years each yesterday. The organization's Luke Lamprecht took the stand in mitigation of sentence.
We're very pleased with the sentences. So on all of the charges that they were found guilty on, they got given good sentences, but they're all running concurrently. What was distressing, though, was that the mother started crying hysterically after she was sentenced, which she had never cried for her children once in the trial.
Durban ratepayers are demanding a response from Mayor Mxolisi Gounda to their concerns over eThekwini's hefty tariff hike proposals. The eThekwini Ratepayers, Residents and Civics Association wrote to Gounda yesterday to voice its opposition to the proposed integrated development plan budget as well as proposals to pick up tariffs. The municipality is considering a 14% price hike for electricity, 14.9% for water and around 10% for refuse collection. Here's the association's Ish Pralad.
If he puts it on without talking to the ratepayers and civic associations, we are going to get the whole of eThekwini marching with us to City Hall, because we are not here to take whatever they reply to. The increases are not justified. Those increases are just thumbsuck figures, and it's above inflation. We cannot have those figures, and the people are going to suffer.
And Hamas is studying Israel's offer of a 40-day truce in the war in the Gaza Strip. It proposes an exchange for the release of scores of hostages held since the Palestinian group's attacks in October. Egyptian media is reporting a Hamas delegation has left Cairo and will return with a response to the ceasefire proposal. It thought Israel has softened its position, but the terms haven't been made public. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 30, Richards Bay 32. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Bayern Munich manager Thomas Tuchel says his team are ready to fight against Madrid tonight in the Champions League semi-finals. Rafa Nadal threw to the Madrid Open last 16. Leicester City back in the English Premier League.